These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending April 9th, 2021. Security researchers at Juniper began monitoring the SysRV botnet in December, a crypto mining worm targeting Windows and Linux devices. The botnet scans the internet for vulnerable devices, using a growing list of more than a dozen exploits for software and frameworks used in enterprises, installing and mining Monero cryptocurrency with no user interaction. The U.S. Department of Commerce added 7 Chinese supercomputing entities to the U.S. entity list for alleged ties to building supercomputers for the Chinese military, including national supercomputing centers in Wuxi and Guangzhou, which each hold a top 10 ranked supercomputer. These entities will now require a license from the U.S. Commerce Department to receive goods from U.S. suppliers. With Apple set to roll out its app tracking transparency in iOS 14.5, the company published details on 2 privacy-preserving ad measurement technologies that advertisers can use without tracking users. SK Ad Network lets advertisers see how often an app was installed after seeing an ad without sharing device information, while Private Click Measurement provides a way to measure the impact of ads that lead users to a website. The latest security update for the Pixel phone seems to have increased GPU performance. XDA Developers notes that Der Standard found a 30 to 50% performance improvement, and Antech found performance had essentially doubled. Signal began a beta test of peer-to-peer payments on its messaging app using the cryptocurrency Mobilecoin in the UK. The test is available on iOS and Android apps, but not on the desktop. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled 6-2 in favor of Google in its copyright dispute with Oracle over around 12,000 lines of code from the Java API used in Android, originally written by Sun Microsystems, which Oracle acquired in 2010. In the majority opinion, Justice Stephen Breyer wrote the use of the code was protected under the copyright doctrine of fair use. Several forums published a dataset with personal information of more than 533 million Facebook users from 106 countries, including phone numbers, Facebook IDs, full names, location, birth date, and some emails. A Facebook spokesperson said the data had been scraped using a vulnerability in the company that was patched in 2019. And GitHub is investigating abuse of its event-based GitHub Actions tool to mine cryptocurrency, believed to have begun at least as far back as November 2020. The attackers forked a legitimate repository, then insert a crypto miner GitHub action, then file a pull request to merge the code back to the original repository, which causes GitHub to spin up a virtual machine and run the code. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.